Alright, this is take two. So I'm Alex from the Tripod. Obviously, we break down every game every week from a betting perspective. This week, it's going to be a little bit different. We're trialing the split screen. So I'm just going to wait for Jacob to get into the comments, and I'll add him, and then we'll get started with it.
Do you read me?
It's going to be a little bit different. You know, obviously, mostly we're in the same room. We move outside ears off each other. So we don't know what it's going to be like. We don't know if it's going to be laggy, if it's going to be absolutely fucking horrendous. So we'll give it a try anyway and see how we go. So, I'm Alex. That's Jacob, obviously, right next to me. We're from the Tripod. We break down every game, every NRL game every week from a betting perspective. Give it a little bit of a different spin to most people do. But this week we'll be breaking down State of Origin Game 2, and that'll take up probably most of the pod, give you guys enough time to put your bets on, and then we'll break down Round 16, just zoom through the games really quickly. How are you, buddy?
I'm well, mate. Sorry, just closing up the closet. Some people might think I just came from there. But, so excited. I'm so bloody excited. It's been a long day for us. There's a lot going in the works for our group. Lots of exciting stuff coming up for the group. I don't know if you've mentioned, everyone should be joining our group. And there's a link in the description. So that's called Tripod New Group. It used to be the Tripod NRL Tips Forum. It got deleted by Facebook. So we've been fighting back against Zuck. But we are utilizing this feature right now that... Zuck has kindly developed for us a split screen. So, yeah, as you said, it could be really grim. We could be just really fucking awkward. But then again, when isn't it, I guess?
Well, fucking no, that's exactly right. We've been on an absolute tear recently. I don't even have the numbers in front of me right now. But, I mean, we play every single bet of ours that we do is essentially, well, basically a 50-50 bet. So around those $1.90 odds that the bookies give you. Like last week, we went 13-2. 13 wins, 2 losses. The week before, we went 20-3. And I think we're on something like a 50-9 winning streak.
Yeah, I think 49-8. 49 winners, 8 losers, where you're getting $1.90. So you're risking $11 to win 10. You need to be hitting that at least 52.5%, say 53% to be breaking even. You want to be hitting it at 55% to be making, you know, negligible or tangible amount of coin. If you're hitting at 60%, it's very rare and you're making great coin. We are, you know, on an 85% clip, but that's over 3.5 weeks. But even if you want to look at our whole season, you know, we're 2/3 of the way through the season, or nearly 60% of the way through the season, and we are at like 72% on these 50-50 lines. We are crushing it. If you started with $100 and just played every best bet this season that we've given out, you're nearly up 10 grand on profit, like, which is just ridiculous. We've got plenty of people that have been on board winning money, which is what we like to see. Heathy's just said, nice beard, bro. And it is nice. Yeah, well, it's getting long. So you should keep the beard as long as we keep going.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably actually a good thing. For some reason, I can't see the comments flowing across, which is fucking nice. It's not as distracting, you know, with Muppet by Keithy commenting. But
there's a lot, mate, of Facebook is out.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess people want to get to the game. People want to start fucking putting a punt on. Let's dive into it, shall we? So obviously, State of Origin Game 2. The odds, New South Wales are 3.5-point favourites, obviously, down in Sydney, and 30.5 is the total. What do you reckon?
Well, a good way to start talking about this game is probably to talk about what happened in Origin 1. And we should say that if you were to watch our preview of Origin 1, you would think we recorded it after the game, because dead set, we told you, like, we had serious concerns with no JT playing and, like, MILF in the halves, had serious concerns about not picking the best side, blokes like Miles and Thaide that just really, and Lilyman that aren't the same class as the New South Wales forwards, not picking our best outside backs like Billy and Valentine Holmes. We didn't see how Queensland could score against this pretty elite New South Wales side. And I mean, that's pretty much how it turned out. We got one try off a bomb and we didn't score other than that. We lost the game 28-4. And I mean, we actually gave out New South Wales by more than 21 points, paying $15 in our forum. Well, we knew that like it was really ominous for Queensland. And so we crushed it. And we are Queenslanders. It hurt us to do that, but we could see the writing on the wall. And actually, speaking of the line being +3.5, right after kickoff, right after the final whistle of Origin 1, I think that line was as high as 6.5 for game 2, because it just looked like you were moving now down south, which is even worse for Queensland, and it just looked like they were a complete level above. But I think you'll agree with me when we say that this game is going to be absolutely nothing like game 1.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And the way we make money most of the time in betting, and it can be applied to every sport, is firstly, you do like to go against the public, hashtag bait the public, as they say, because it's simple mathematics. I mean, there's money pouring in on a very, very public side. A lot of people are betting on it, and therefore the odds are going down. And that's what we saw with New South Wales, obviously, and that's why they're instilled as big favourites. But I think, you know, the side, and we, like you said, you know, the side that Queensland named in game one, we thought were far inferior to the one that New South Wales did. And New South Wales had named pretty much their strongest roster in, you know, a fucking very long time. But you look at, you know, who they dropped, and it's fair enough to say, like, Queensland, they want to stick to who they know, who's gotten it done in the past. But there comes a point, there comes a tipping point where these players that have been there and done that, they just hit that hump and, you know, they're just not as good as other players that are coming on through. And, I mean, you look at the... I cannot fault pretty much anyone that they've dropped. I think they've upgraded in every single position that they've dropped and then picked up again. I mean, you know, Thaiday, yes, he's tried and tested. You know, he could be in there, he could not. It doesn't really bother me too much. But I can't fault them for dropping him. Guerra has not had a good season. Oates has been pretty solid, but I think Valentine Holmes adds a lot more attacking weapons, a weapon there. You know, not only has Queensland upgraded their squad, but from a lot of people like playing totals as well, and that's one of the reasons we gave out Queensland to get over 12.5 points. We do think the total is sitting a tiny bit too low. Origin games are generally lower scoring, but what you have here is you have fine weather down in Sydney, and you have a Queensland team that has not only upgraded their roster, but they've vastly upgraded their roster from an attacking point of view. I mean, you obviously added, you know, Thurston, you've added Billy Slater, you've added Cohen Hess, a try-scoring machine, you know, Valentine Holmes, all those guys are game breakers, and that's what you need in Origin. And I think Queensland's fielding the stronger roster. You've got revenge factor that from their embarrassment in game one. I think they even it up and force a decider at Suncorp, which we'll be at.
Yeah, like loyalty's a funny thing. It's so easy to be loyal when Queensland had like phenomenally great talent, talented players in their prime for 10 straight years there, where we had blokes like Lockyer and you know, great front rowers like Sivanasiva and Steve Price, the blokes you could pick every single year. Then you bring in your, you know, you had Billy Slater, Cameron Smith the whole time. You bring in blokes like Cooper Cronk, Jonathan Thurston. You had Greg Inglis there the whole time. These are elite, like, you know, generational talents that all were peaking at the same time. You could pick anybody around those guys and you were going to win those series more often than not. And New South Wales was criticised for changing their team. But, I mean, they would have got criticised for keeping the same team and losing as well. So I really do applaud Kevy and the crew for not being stubborn and actually picking their best team. This was the team we wanted for Game 1. We've got it for Game 2. You're right. Like, New South Wales is going to be similar to what they were in Game 1. They're going to be a similar level. And they're a very complete team. But ultimately, now I think that, you know, as we all know, the spine is so important. In a game of rugby league, especially in a tight game, your playmakers, though, if you can get a repeat set, if you can end your sets well, especially when the forwards are pretty much even, and I think our forwards can hang with New South Wales, then the spine can win you games. And I just think it's such a big upgrade. You've got three Melbourne Storm players in your spine and you've got the best ever, as far as I'm concerned, in Jonathan Thurston. So to me, what's different about this game is Queensland's ability to score points. I think they will. There's no doubt. Obviously, they'll score more than 4 this time around. I think they're good for at least 1 try per half tonight. And there's going to be a penalty goal involved, you know, one or two at least, because it's going to be a tight game. So we've given out a best bet of Queensland over 12.5 points. You've also got upgraded kicking with Thurston. And to be honest, yeah, I think they're going to be in the range of 14 to 20 points tonight. Will that be enough to win? They've certainly got to improve their defence. We think that they can. We've also given out Queensland plus 4.5 points. So that was an alternate handicap, but it's still at $1.82. So that's still close to doubling your money on Ladbrokes. That was available this morning, so we gave that one out. We've given out Queensland plus 2.5 for the first half. So as I said, you know, you're only expecting these teams to score maybe one, two tries max per half. So getting plus 2.5 in the first half is a great line. There's nowhere near that now. It's probably plus half a point now. So getting Queensland plus 2.5, which we gave out last week when we saw the teams named, that's a great bet. We've got Queensland to win by 1 to 12 because, no, we're not here to tell you they're going to thrash New South Wales like New South Wales thrashed us. If they win, it's going to be close. But, I mean, they're paying about $2.30 for the win, and you can get $3.15 on CrownBet, and that includes extra time. I really think it's unlikely Queensland wins by 13 or more. So I do love Queensland 1 to 12. We don't play margins all the time, but I do love it in this scenario. And I do think it's an absolute coin toss. So the value is with Queensland, getting those points, getting a little bit of extra juice, getting extra price. But honestly, I do believe we're bringing it home. We've got tickets to game 3, and there is still a chance of people watching right now to be going to game 3 with us. As shit as that sounds, how good could game 3 be? Sold out Suncorp Stadium. You're going to need to be in our group for that. So if you join our group, you can still win those tickets. It's a guessing comp, and it's completely like anyone could guess it. You basically just have to guess the attendance tonight, and whoever gets closest is going to be able to win those tickets. So check out the conditions and jump in the group. But there's a chance that we have a decider on our hands, because I think Queensland's going to get home by a couple points, honestly. What do you reckon, Bo?
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you, mate. I think that, you know, if you just look at this from an odds perspective, obviously, game one pretty much in Queensland, you know, close pick 'em. And we thought that New South Wales had named a much stronger roster in that one. But for this one, I think the tables have turned, and I think Queensland has named a stronger roster. And I always think that for games like this, you know, State of Origin, they're usually very low scoring. You know, it's a grind battle sort of game. You know, although as good as it is to just rough the ball up, you know, win through the forwards, make those meters, at the end of the day, it's one or two plays that most of the time decide the game. One line break, one brilliant play. And you've got players now. You've got Thurston. I think game one, you know, New South Wales certainly had the advantage in the halves. I think their halves were much better. But you flip this to game two, I think Thurston and Cronk, you know, Cronk's more of a guy that steers the team around the park. You know, he's not going to do anything flashy. He's going to get the job done. But you had Milf there that sort of got blinded by the lights. Thurston, that won't happen to Thurston. You need a playmaker in the halves there, and Thurston is that guy. Then you've got, you know, you've just got game changers. You've got Billy Slater, who's been there, done that before. He's good for one, but brilliant play. Cohen Hess has been finding the line, you know, better than bloody Kenny Bromwich this year. And so he's, you know, he's played good for a try. And you've just got these game breakers like Valentine Holmes. You know, I know he's going to be on debut, but these guys, tired forward pack come the end of the game, these are guys that can change the game. It's only one or two plays, but I think Queensland's got the better roster. They're going to be hungrier, and I think, you know, they're going to go close to winning the game, but certainly coming within a couple of points or so.
Yeah, you said, like, we've made changes, but Billy Slater's played a shitload of rep games, and he's fit as a fiddle after not playing footy for 18 months. He is absolutely, he's back to his form of kind of 4 or 5 years ago. Valentine Holmes, okay, he's on Origin debut, but he won a grand final last year, and he's played 5 tests for Australia. Cohen Hess, he is raw, but he's being used off the bench. He'll be used mostly in the middle. And I've seen him in pressure games this year, like the Golden Point game, Broncos-Cowboys. He was one of the best on the field. He's just got that aggression that you need. Add him to blokes like Papali. I expect better games from guys like Gillette and Maguire. And that, I think, allows us to match their forwards. I mean, Glasby is in the team instead of Sam Thaiday. Not who I would have picked, but I do trust Cam Smith. He plays with him every single week, and he wanted him in the team. We do love the team, you're right. We do have match winners, so do they. And that's why I do see it as a true 50-50. We're not sitting here saying Queensland's going to win comfortably. That's why we're so fucking excited about this game. We've both given out some extra tips, so I'll just run through my tips. I'm going with Dane Gagai for first try scorer because $13 seems like pretty good value for them. They do like swinging it to the right. And I could see, I think Will Chambers has partnered with him. I could see Will Chambers drawing the defence and a one-armed offload and Gagai diving and getting that one in the corner. But I mean, I think Valentine Holmes equally can finish. So I like the Queensland wingers for first try scorer. And for man of the match, I'm not trying to get too cute. I'm taking Jonathan Thurston. This is the other point I want to make, and then I'll let you say your picks. But I really believe that blokes like Thurston, Kronk, Smith, Slater are saying to themselves, this is about the biggest game they've played in their careers. I really feel like if they get this win, this is the strongest New South Wales side they've ever played against. None of these guys know how many more origins they've got left. I mean, JT has said he's retiring from rep footy after this year. This could be the last time they all play together. Their backs are against the wall. All the news was that the Queensland dynasty is over. All the news is that New South Wales is too good. I think that if they can go down and win this one, it will go down as one of Queensland's greatest wins and one of their like most proud wins. So I really feel this team is going to come out with the eye of the tiger, and I'm so excited to see that tonight. And even having said that, there's so much class on the New South Wales side. We're still going to need things to go away. We're going to need maybe a bounce or a moment of brilliance, but that's the beauty of Origin right there. And yeah, I'm very happy with the bets that we've made. Yes, we are Queenslanders, but we're not biased. We took New South Wales in game one, but I'm so happy that we're on Queensland in game two, and it is the right side.
Yeah, and it is, it's fucking, I'll tell you, it is grim being from Queensland, you know, going for Queensland and then having a punt on the opposite team. But like we've said, you know, we're not loyal to any team. We follow the money. And I mean, you know, you can be as loyal as you want and we go for Queensland, but that doesn't mean that the value's on Queensland, like in game one, you know. So you certainly feel a lot better even though we go for Queensland. If your fucking wallets are stuffed at the end of the game, then yeah, you don't really care too much. So I think that'll probably do it for Origin. Would you want to zoom through all seven of the games over the weekend? Just give our brief sort of 1 to 2 sentence summaries of the games. Obviously, it's very tough with some of them because you've got a lot of players playing Origin. You don't know whether they're going to get injured or not. But that's why you sort of, you know, a sports better never stops working. So during Origin, obviously, if you see an injury, if you see someone go down, like we've said, the first thing you want to do is check your betting apps, see if the lines have moved. They usually haven't during the game, and then you can, that's another good way to make some money on that one. So,
and we already have best bets on round 16, so we can mention them.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do these next seven games as if we're Jesse Bromwich and Kevin Proctor in Canberra.
Okay. Friday night, early game, we've got the Warriors minus 5.5 points hosting the Bulldogs, 36.5 the total.
You know, we love the Warriors, Keora. Hey. I do love the value there with the Warriors off the bye. I dare say that'll be the side. The beauty of the Warriors as well, no Origin players tonight, but three key players playing for the Dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So the one concern is that your favourite player, Solomon Okata, is not going to be playing this one. But obviously, yeah, Warriors, no Origin players. The Dogs do. Look, the Warriors are the side, most certainly, and 5.5 seems appealing, and I thought it was appealing myself until I saw, you know, the total was 36.5. It seemed low. I thought, what the fuck's going on? Yes, sure enough, in Auckland, you've got rain from Wednesday through to Sunday. So that's my only hesitation with the Warriors is laying 5.5 points in wet weather. Friday night, we've got the Tigers hosting the Titans. Tigers are plus 2.5 points, 46.5 the total, high total.
Fucking Tigers. We had them to win last week. We really thought they were going to win. They were winning 16-4 with a kick to come. Yeah. And they choke on that game. They've got no one to blame but themselves. But once again, the trend of if you back the Tigers in the first half, you win just about every week. They got no heart. This game is so unpredictable. I want to see how the key Titans and key Tigers get through Origin because I think the odds are pretty much right. Just so unpredictable. We'll see which key players get through.
Yeah, same with me. Yeah, obviously, you've got Teddy and Woods for the Tigers, and you've got a couple of Titans players playing, actually Wallace as well. So they got three in this one. But yeah, I mean, both teams off massive choke. I mean, the Titans are off a massive choke against South, where they were up, you know, 14 or 16-0 and choked on a fat. And same with the Tigers, you know, they should have won that one as well. That was just absolutely brutal. So I think the line's probably about right, but you can't do too much because they're, you know, very, very key players for their teams that are playing Origin. Moving on to Saturday, we got Cowboys, 4-point favourites hosting the Panthers, 41.5 the total.
And I can hear a dog barking. I think that's...
Yeah, I need to close the door. The Greyhound's going...
When the dog's barking, you got to take the dog, and I do actually like the Panthers. Once again, let's see which key players...
Yeah, Panthers!
But the Panthers have no players playing tonight. The Cowboys have four, I think. So you'd have to look and see how blokes, you know, none other than Thurston, how they pull up tonight. But I do like the Panthers off a bye, turning their season around.
Yes, yes. And I'll tell you when the fuck their season turned around is when Bryce Cartwright got injured for the second time and they finally just got him out of the halves by necessity. And that, I don't think they've lost the game since, because he was an absolute debacle. I think Moylan in the halves is very, very good for them. He's certainly better than Cartwright. Interesting wrinkle for this one, I guess. If Thurston gets injured, they've got Tamari Martin. They've just signed Tamari Martin, who was the guy that was playing second fiddle to Bryce Cartwright, even though he should have been in the halves. So I like the Panthers getting the 4 points here. Pretty short turnaround for all the Cowboys guys from Origin. It's only 3 days. So I'd take the Panthers and find a plus 4.5 or something and take that in a heartbeat. Saturday, we got the Raiders, 3.5-point favourites, hosting the Broncos, 42.5 the total.
We've already given out the Raiders as a best bet minus 1.5. Once again, I think that's a team that's going to has started to turn their season around. They have to absolutely have to win this one. And I think they're at least as good as the Broncos with a lot less players backing up.
Yeah, so, I mean, like we always say, we do like playing teams, you know, off losses and then off a bye. The Raiders are, you know, a top six team talent-wise, in my opinion. They're off 2 losses in a row, then the bye. They're going to be hungry for this one. They're back at home. The Broncos have named Ben Hunt, but he's on the interchange. You've got Benji Marshall and Nick Arima in the halves. It's a big mismatch. I think the Raiders forward pack is going to trample all over them after Origin. I think, honestly, this could be a blowout. This is my my tip of the week. The Raiders are going to annihilate the Broncos down in Canberra. Saturday late game, we've got the Roosters plus 2 points against the Storm. 36.5 the total. It's technically a Roosters home game, but it's being played in Adelaide.
Yeah, they call it Super Saturday, but this weekend is fucking Mega Saturday. It's honestly the best slate of footy of the year. And at right now, as it stands, Roosters Storm could be the grand final. I have to say they're probably the best two teams in the comp. We've already played the Roosters plus 2.5. In fact, we found a bit of a mistake and we got the Storm plus 2.5. So if you're in our group, you got that. And you got on the Storm, who are favourites in this game, plus 2.5. Then when they corrected the mistake on Ladbrokes, we actually got jumped back on and grabbed the Roosters plus 2.5, which is the side we like. Look, I won't say too much more because I think 11 players are playing tonight. And, you know, what happens tonight is going to affect what the odds are and what the likelihood of these teams winning Saturday. But it's going to be a hell of a game. And I think Roosters are every bit as good as the Storm.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the Roosters, like we said at the start of the season, that's why we played them over their win total. And honestly, they're probably already there. We played them over 11.5 wins. But this is a dead nut under game for me. I like the Roosters. It's a dead nut under. It's 36.5. It's a low total, but there's rain scheduled for the game, you know, and on either side of the day. So it's most likely going to be raining. Two of the top teams, really, really good defenses. Obviously, you've got a lot of players backing up from Origin. But if I'm to play anything in this one, obviously, we've played Roosters and Storm in the middle. But I could only play under 36.5 in what, you know, will be a wet wet affair. And you've got two really, really good defensive sides. And you often find that when it seems counterintuitive, when you've got two really good teams playing each other, it often trends under. And when you've got two shit teams playing each other, it often sails over. So,
yeah, you don't mind having a wet affair on Saturday night. It's not often that happens for us. Here's another one that, yeah, just want to wait and see the blokes that get through this one. Some key players once again. Obviously, blokes like Dukes, who always seems to get injured. We haven't given out a play on this game. I don't know, do you favour a side yet?
Not yet. I mean, the line opened roughly at 16, 15.5. And that was obviously snapped up fairly quickly, but it may have to do with Jack DeBellin getting suspended for this game. But the thing is, yeah, it seems attractive to take the Knights plus a shitload of points. But what you do have is you've got the Dragons off 2 pretty disappointing losses, coming back home. You know, hopefully they'll be pretty much fully healthy minus Jack DeBellin if everyone gets through Origin. It's just, I don't know if I want to take just a flat 12 with the Knights, unfortunately. It's a pretty good spot for the Dragons to bounce back. Sunday, late game, got the Sharks minus 4 points hosting the Seagulls, 37.5 total. This is possibly my favourite game of the week.
And I dare say, like me, you like the Seagulls.
Yeah!
Yeah, they are a good side, the Seagulls, and they're off a bye here too, so they'll be bloody fresh. And it should go well. Only one bloke playing Origin. I mean, I know they lost 8 miles midweek, but they got a big enough forward pack to cover him. You know, speaking of Origin one more time, if I was picking the strongest New South Wales side, I would have had Tommy Turbo on the wing instead of Brett Morris. He's not, yeah. So that's good for us because I think we're going to be betting on Manly +4 in this game. Now, the Sharkies got absolutely out of jail against the Tigers. Had no right to win that game, but the Tigers were so shit they let them win. And the Sharkies have 5 blokes that have to back up from tonight. I mean, what's going to be absolutely grueling encounter that we can't wait to watch. So I'll be taking that +4 right now with Manly. Just Jake Trbojevic, who's been off the bench for New South Wales, versus 5 key players for New South Wales and Queensland with Valentine Holmes. And honestly, I believe that Manly this year, just every bit as good as the Sharkies. You know, you still have to say the Sharkies, some of their key players are a little bit older blokes like Luke Lewis and Paul Gallen, as good as they've been. This Manly team has good players in key positions, like, as we said, Trbojevic, Walker, DCE with his new mojo, Coruscant's playing well at hooker, and the forwards are rolling as well. So I like Manly.
Yeah, I do too. I saw this line and it shocked me a little bit. I like to break this down fairly simply. We give roughly 2 to 3 points for home field, but when you've got 2 Sydney teams, it doesn't make too much of a difference. So you maybe give 1 to 2 points for home field. I actually think that this year's Seagulls, or the teams that are going to trot out next week or this weekend, I actually think Manly's fielding a better side. So should that line be 4? I don't think so. But then you also take into account that the Sharks are going to be in a far worse situational spot. They've got 5 key players backing up from Origin. Manly has 0. So that 4, I guarantee you that won't be there at game time. It'll be closer to 2. And I think Manly certainly decided to grab that now, the +4. And, you know, shop around. If you can get +4.5, that is money in the bank. And that'll wrap up week, guys. Obviously, we tried to do the split screen. I don't think it went fucking terribly. But yeah, obviously, the main things, join the group. The link is in the post. There's still time to join there. We've got a heap of good Origin offers going on. Like we've got Will Hill, deposit $50, get $150 in bonus bets, plus an extra $50 if New South Wales scores more than 12 points. They could lose and score more than 12 points. So that's, you know, pretty likely as well. So hop in the group. We're giving away, obviously, like Jacob said, 2 Origin tickets for game 3. Entries for that close at kickoff for game 2. So hop in the group. And I don't think I've missed anything, obviously. Just join the group for all the free tips. We've been absolutely killing it. We've got experts on every sport in there, and we have pretty much daily giveaways for $50 bonus bets.
Yeah, so our tips for tonight, our complete summary of tips are in the group, and our complete summary of tips for round 16, obviously we will wait until the game tonight because it always affects it, which players get through, and you guarantee there's always 2 or 3 blokes that get bad injuries, and then there's always a few more that pull up badly. So look for that tomorrow for our summary of round 16 best bets. We've already given out a couple. Like, we'll definitely be grabbing Manly at +4. And we mentioned Raiders and Roosters we've already jumped on. So definitely plenty of value for us to keep this pretty ridiculous winning streak alive that we've got. As you said, we've got, you know, a streak about 85% winners on what are meant to be 50-50 games. So we've been printing money. So, you know, we invite you all to join us and share in it and get all aboard. Because we're seeing the ball well. And so please give us some feedback on how the split screen went, because it was our first time. Saves me having a drive to your house. So that's a win. If we can save time, means more time for capping. All right? And we got a cap, and we got to recap our cap so that people can make money. So that's what we tried to do. And I hope we make money tonight, because that means it's going to be a Queensland win if we're making money. So up the pod. Yeah, the pod. And yeah, Queensland. Let's get them.
YCP, go Queensland, and we'll see you guys same time next week. Catch you later.
Legal.